So I guess the market's trying to separate signal from noise when it comes to the Fed and trying to chart the likely path of interest rate increases. We had bond prices kind of moving higher today, long-term interest rates down, the dollar weaker for a fourth session in New York trading, and I wonder what your outlook for the U.S. currency is, or whether we've put in a near-term top and what that means for EM going forward.
Well, we have a very cautious view of the U.S. dollar going forward. We expect it to drift lower against some of the major developed market currencies over the next several months, assuming we get through the European political uncertainty, which, of course, exists with elections, particularly in France. And so if the dollar does drift down, our point forecast for euro is actually 113 against the euro. I think that's extremely good news for emerging markets. EM typically does well when the dollar is weakening, and we've seen that over the last few days, particularly since the Fed meeting, and indeed various times in the last several months as well. So I think if that's the trend, that's pretty good news.
Yeah, I mean, the largest ETF tracking the MSCI Emerging Markets Index last week just posting, the most inflow since August. My question, though, is what could derail this rally?
Well, I think it's I think we should start really talking about what could push it higher, because we've had such a tough time over 5 years until last year. I mean, I think what could derail it, frankly, is you get a really sharp move in U.S. bond yields higher and a much sharper rise in the dollar. In other words, the dollar turns around again in the event that inflation picks up more than expected in the U.S. Perhaps the economy is stronger than expected and the Fed has to get more aggressive. Those are classically the things that would put emerging markets under pressure. But I think the real key here is while these, what we refer to as benign global market conditions, which is flat bond yields, flat to slightly weaker dollar, Fed pretty much moving in line with expectations, while those continue, I think this will attract more money into the emerging markets. But that certainly would give you the flip side of how things could deteriorate, for sure.
You know, emerging markets is such a big, broad label. I'm wondering, Jeff, very quickly, I mean, are there markets that you're more focused on than others?
Well, at the moment, we have an overweight in Asia because we're focusing on India, Taiwan, and Korea. The latter two in particular are a play on the little bit of a pickup in the cyclical data around the world. We also like Russia and one or two other smaller markets. But clearly, if these benign conditions continue, you may see some money coming into some of the other high interest rate markets in EM.
You were telling us earlier about some individual countries you were focusing on. Tell us how you feel about India. I mean, especially after Prime Minister Modi's win in state elections, stocks have just soared. They're now the most expensive in Asia. Is India still a buy?
We do think it's a buy for the long term. There's no doubt the valuations are high. To be fair, they've been high for quite some time. It doesn't worry us particularly because we think it's a very, very good long-term growth story, and I think investors need to look at it as a long-term play. There is no doubt that at the margin, the excellent results of the BJP in the Uttar Pradesh election has, I think, increased investor confidence about the reform program going forward, the possibility that Mr. Modi gets re-elected in 2019. So it is good short-term news. But frankly, this is, I think, a really good long-term story as much as anything.
You know, it's an interesting time because leaders in Asia, I'm thinking of Prime Minister Abe from Japan and last week President Xi from China, kind of focusing more on Europe and looking to solidify some trade relationships there. I mean, do you think this is in direct reaction to what's happening from the U.S. point of view?
I think that's difficult to say. I would suppose that would be a natural reaction. I think what's going on, frankly, in markets at the moment is that investors have been surprised, I think, as indeed we have, that there has not been any significant practical trade action from the U.S. administration. A lot of talk about what they might do. And I think while this trade action doesn't happen, I think it's consistent with the market pushing higher because the fundamentals are improving, I think, in the world economy and within emerging markets. Now, individual countries may react in different ways to that. And there's no doubt that we're vulnerable within markets generally to some unexpectedly tough action on the trade front from the U.S. administration. But in fact, we haven't had that is, I think, definitely supporting markets, has supported markets over recent weeks.
many of these emerging economies here in Asia were highly dependent, or they were at least very optimistic about the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Take Vietnam, for example. It was one of the countries that was supposedly going to benefit the most from this deal. Did your view on some of these countries change after the U.S. withdrew from the TPP?
I mean, this is a long-term story, I think, the TPP, and certainly Vietnam is not a market that I cover because it's not designated right now as an emerging. It's more of a frontier market. But I think there's still a hope in Asia that there will be some way of resurrecting, so to speak, the TPP, maybe in a different form, maybe with different members. Who knows? Even talk that China may join. So I think because the U.S. has pulled out of TPP immediately after Mr. Trump became president, I think you would argue that the nature of TPP has changed, but has the whole thing been formally abandoned? I think that's hard to say. In any way, the benefits you get from a program like TPP are always very long term. So no, it has not changed our view on these markets for the next, let's say, 12 months or so.
The word we were getting from the G20 meeting over the weekend was that U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin was, I don't want to say he was ill-prepared, but he really didn't present a compelling case for this kind of America First policy. And I'm wondering whether that's maybe a bit of an indication that the U.S. is kind of softening its stance a little bit. I mean, during the campaign, Mr. Trump talked very tough. I'm wondering whether they're rethinking that strategy.
Well, I don't know whether they're rethinking it, but the mere fact that we're now, 2 months after President Trump was inaugurated, we haven't had any of these very tough policies, I think is allowing investors to turn a little bit more optimistic. And I'm certainly not going to comment on what Mr. Mnuchin may have said in the summit, because, of course, not least because we weren't there. But I suspect the longer we go on without there being formal tough trade barriers put in place, whether it's border taxes or tariffs, etc. The longer we go on without that, I think the more emboldened markets will be to push higher.